is history number 493. Name of subject, Edwards, Conrad Allen. Date of birth, 8-3-2079. Occupation, spaceline pilot. Prognosis, manic hallucinatory neuroses resultant from partial amnesia, intense nervous exhaustion, space lag and severe shock. Doctor's report, day one. Subject still clearly in state of mental disorientation. Will make exploratory examination of initial causes to discover symptomatic response. Now just relax, Captain Edwards. Lie back and try to remember all you can about that last flight. Do you remember?
It was a survey flight.
Good.
We were charting interplanetary movement in Galaxy 7.
Splendid.
There were five of us altogether. Grant, my co-pilot. Frank Olson, planetary surveyor. Young Jimmy Parfitt. And Angie.
Angie. Oh, my God.
Dr. Angela Newman?
Yes.
Is there something about her you remember which disturbed you?
I don't know. I start to feel something, then it goes.
Don't worry about it. It'll come in time. Carry on.
Galaxy 7, yes. It was young Jimmy who noticed it first.
Captain Edwards?
Yes, I?
I thought I saw something shining over there, sir.
Shining?
It's like a sudden beam of light. From that planet over there. The purple.
That's Alpha Beta, you mean?
I wasn't imagining.
No, no one's suggesting you were, lad. Grant, take her in a bit closer. Let's take a look.
Okay, Captain.
Now, whereabouts on the surface did you see it?
Just to the right of that dark patch.
What do you think, Frank?
Hard to say. Trigger a light, maybe. The planet's uninhabited, so it's hardly likely to be in it.
Captain, look!
We all saw it this time. It was like the blinding reflection when a mirror suddenly catches the sun. A moment later, and it was gone.
You decided to investigate?
We orbited the planet for a while. Then, when we could see nothing, we moved into its atmosphere to take a much more detailed look of the area.
And?
Nothing.
So what was it that finally made you decide to land on its surface?
Oh, curiosity, maybe. I don't know.
Interesting. Carry on. You landed?
It was getting dark. Its suns were already setting, so I decided we should wait till morning before taking a look round. Then, as we settled down to sleep...
What is it?
Some form of volcanic activity?
No, it's too regular.
Earthquake?
Well, we'd be able to feel vibrations. I don't know what it is. Can you see anything out there, Captain?
Nothing. Sam, a few rocks.
Could be some kind of electrical disturbance in the atmosphere.
Well, whatever it is, we're not going in the dark to find out. We'll take it in turns to keep watch until morning.
And did the sun continue all night?
All night. Then, just as the suns were rising, stop. It's not good. I'm tired.
Of course. Rest now. We'll try again later. Case history number 493, doctor's report, day two. Subject still under stress. Tires easily, finding it difficult to concentrate for long periods. We'll try to accelerate responses. So the noise stopped.
We went outside.
Captain?
Yes, Frank?
Maybe my imagination, or those mountains there.
What?
I could have sworn last night they were further over to the right of the ship.
Are you suggesting they went for a little walk in the middle of the night?
Mind if I take a bearing? Check it out against earlier readings, when the original survey was taken at this place.
If you think it'll help. In the meantime, I must suggest the rest of us have a look round.
And I'll see about getting some breakfast together for when you get back.
We set off. Leaving Frank trying to work out his moving mountains mystery and Angie preparing food. According to survey reports, the planet was uninhabited by any life form, so there was little to concern us in the way of unexpected danger.
If only...
Yes?
No, I can't.
You must continue. If I'm to be of any help to you, you must trust me implicitly. Tell me everything.
Yes. Of course. I'm sorry.
Of course, it's difficult, painful. But I assure you, once you voice these hallucinations, these nightmares that have been plaguing you over the loss of your crew, once you have voiced them out loud, you will be halfway to recovery. Now, please, continue.
I'll try. I suppose we traveled less than a mile when...
Auntie! Quickly back to the ship!
When we arrived, the ship... There were drolls everywhere.
Drolls?
The planet was supposed to be uninhabited. We knew it was. All the survey reports ever taken have confirmed it. No life forms. But there they were, completely surrounding the ship with their ugly, mottled bodies and their antennae waving and groping about in the air like huge cockroaches.
Captain, get back.
Angie! They brought Angie!
Don't try and shoot them. If you don't, they won't harm you.
But where's Frank?
He tried to fight them off. One of them, they're unsteady. They must give off some sort of electrical charge. They just burnt right through him. It was horrible.
Captain, what do we do?
Just stay close, lad. Stay close to me.
Why?
Well, whatever they are, we better take Angie's advice if we want to stay alive.
They're coming for us.
Just try and keep calm, Jimmy. Don't make any sudden movements. Do anything to make them think they're under attack. Let's find out what we're dealing with before we make any kind of move.
The captain's right. We're totally outnumbered anyway.
The creatures scuttled across the sand towards us. If we tried to fight, we wouldn't have stood a chance, and Angie would have been the first to go. So we stood firm and allowed them to scrutinize us with their long antennae. It was hard to tell what degree of intelligence, if any, these creatures had. If we could find some means of communicating with them. They encircled us, moved up close as if to examine us more thoroughly.
What are they doing?
They're probably as curious about us as we are about them.
Good grief, what's that?
Like it's all round me. My ears. Going right through me.
The creatures spun round and leapt into some strange kind of frenzy at this weird noise, which seemed to be coming from nowhere and everywhere at the same time.
That noise? The one we heard last night?
I know, Jimmy, I know. Just hang on tight.
They're moving. My eyes.
As the mountains appeared to slide across the horizon, a sudden blinding light shot out from their craggy peaks, shining straight out into the purple sky, above like some vast spotlight from underground. My head began to spin. The noise, that blinding light. There were colors spinning before me, piercing my eyes. My brain!
Case history number 493, doctor's report, day 3. Subject now highly excitable when reliving in his mind whatever it is that has brought him to this hallucinatory condition. We'll attempt to find some suitable trigger mechanism which will release him fully.
Now, make yourself comfortable. Breathe gently and slowly. That's it. Relax. Right. If you'd like to continue where we left off yesterday.
Yes. When I came to, I found myself lying beside the others on what appeared to be a floor of solid glass. The walls and ceiling were made of the same material. It was rather like being in a vast, waterless aquarium, a never-ending glass jar.
Where are we? Captain, how did we get here? What happened?
I don't know, lad. Is everyone all right?
I think so.
Well, I don't know about you, but I get the impression we're being watched.
Very probably, Grant, but by whom or by what?
By those creatures, he saw?
Maybe. Although they seem to be as affected by what happened almost as much as we were.
The question is, what happens next?
We were soon to find out. One of the walls suddenly became transparent, dissolving away to reveal a long glass tunnel stretching on into infinity.
What are we supposed to do? Go down there?
Well, it can't be worse than just sitting here. Let's see what we can find out.
Captain, look!
As we stepped into the tunnel, the wall behind us clouded over and became opaque once more. We moved down the tunnel cautiously. All at once, the floor beneath us disappeared. As if we were falling forever. Then the glass closed in around us once more, and we came to rest in an environment similar to the one we had left.
Captain, above us, look!
At those creatures again!
Why are they staring down at us like that? What is it they want?
They want nothing. They are nothing. They are drolls. Things we have trained.
A strange voice
seemed to come from all around us. Yet all we could see were the drove peering down at us. Who are you? What do you want with us?
We are the Urkons. You will assist us in our discoveries and research.
If we can be of help.
You will be of help. You will be examined so that we can learn about your type of being and your planet. We have done with this one.
I don't understand. None of our survey reports have ever found life here, yet...
There is no life on this planet. Only beneath its surface, which is where we are now. Beneath the mountains, deep within the core of the planet. But now we have finished draining its resources for our needs. We require somewhere new, like your planet, Earth.
Resources? What kind of resources?
Water. Once this planet had oceans and rivers, but we took them from the surface, and when they were gone, we took the moisture from the atmosphere. That is why, above ground, there is only sand and dust.
But if you came to Earth and did that, you'd end up killing every living thing on the surface.
Don't you yourselves kill living creatures on your planet and eat them?
Animals, birds, yes, but only to live.
Exactly. You understand perfectly. Now, we will begin.
No, wait.
There is nothing more to say. We wish to learn about your species. We will start with a straightforward dissection and analysis.
Grant!
Where are you? It's no use. I can't go on. I can't. It's too horrible.
You must go on.
No, no, I can't. You don't know what they did. You weren't there. You never saw the Urkons. Saw what they did. What they looked like. What... I can't!
Case history number 493, doctor's report day 4. Subject reaching high anxiety level, obviously triggered by hallucinatory recollections of a subliminal nature relating to the creatures he calls Urkons. Some form of breakthrough anticipated in the subject's condition will attempt to stimulate reactions in this area.
The Urkons? You were telling me about the Urkons.
Vile. Monsters. They took my co-pilot.
You were telling me, yes?
For a moment, he seemed to glow with light. And the next, he had been transported somehow. I don't know how. Transported outside the glass barrier that imprisoned us. And we could see him stretched out and motionless upon this large, shining slab which hovered in an illuminated space somewhere beyond the glass walls. It was then that we saw him. The Urkons. Like huge, crimson slugs, heaving their wobbling, sticky bodies out of the darkness and oozing a trail of thick, yellow slime behind them. Then they gathered around Grant's body, strapped there on the glowing slab, as several long metal rods appeared as if from nowhere above them and flicked themselves across Grant's body a few times. We stared in horror as Grant's limbs trembled slightly as the thin rods passed over him, seeming to feel out the contours of his face, his arms, his legs. For a moment, we didn't fully realize what they were doing, and that... We actually saw what they were systematically dissecting him piece by piece for analysis. They killed him. Butchered him alive as though he were man.
Please,
I realize this is extremely painful for you to remember all this, but don't give up now. Not when we're getting so close to a breakthrough in your condition.
Nonsense. Murderous.
An interesting analysis of your body structure. Simple chemical compounds. Very simple. Not unusual with inferior and primitive life forms.
He was a human being with feelings and thoughts and a life of his own.
All living things have a life of their own, do they not? Though it interests us in your cellular formation and tissue development, it would appear that time has an effect upon your tissues and their structure.
We grow old, we reproduce, we die.
Interesting process.
Captain!
Angie! Leave her alone! Leave her alone!
We wish to analyze and evaluate this process first.
Angie! Angie!
She was there. Outside in the pools of light.
With them. With them. These hell creatures. And I was helpless. Unable to do anything but watch whatever grim and hideous torture they decided to inflict upon her. She was being moved about in the space outside our glass cage by what I could only conclude to be controlled air currents. At first, the Urcon seemed unclear as to what they were going to do. If only there was some way I could get to her, rescue her from whatever fate they were plotting. But how? How? When everything around one is so completely beyond one's comprehension.
Carry on.
Angie, so young, so full of life, so pretty. And what they did to her. I think it's something that'll haunt my mind for the rest of my life.
We have decided to use a transposer beam in the hope of activating increased tissue development.
Angie!
Oh,
Angie!
Transposer beam to level 3.
A thin veil, a pale green light, hovered around her slim form as she hung there in the darkness above the Urcons. I could see that some of the drolls were stalking in the background, their coiling antennae greedily pointing upwards towards Angie with primitive curiosity. The light began to strobe, splitting up into the spectrum as it did so. The colors spun around her for a few moments, then suddenly vanished, as if they'd been sucked into her. With palms sweating, I waited. The tension was unbearable. And then... first, I thought she was shivering all over. Then I realized it was her skin. It was moving. Moving and shriveling, squeezing her lovely features into the withered wrinkles of old age. Her hair lost its golden luster and hung limp and drab from her scalp. The gold turned to gray. And still the skin tightened and contracted around her face and body, turning her into a parody of an old hag. And the hair began to fall out. Her lips cracked and splintered to reveal swollen black gums from which rotting teeth protruded unpleasantly. The wizened eyes were sucked inside their sockets to become engulfed in a terrible darkness within. Now... the white bones of her skull could be seen as the dried skin cracked and peeled away like the leaves of a dry cigar. Until all that was left, hovering above her tormentors, was a corroding skeleton. And soon, even that had crumbled into soft dust. And was no more.
Case history number 493, doctor's report, day 5. Subject sank into state of extreme melancholia following yesterday's analysis. Signs of hysterical response in subject less frequent now, but still present. We'll try to activate response in partial amnesia areas.
So you were left alone with these creatures who had killed your crew?
No. There was Jimmy.
Ah, yes, I was forgetting.
Just the two of us.
What do you think they're planning to do next, Captain?
I wish I knew that.
They've been gone over 3 hours now. Ever since Andy...
I know, Brad, I know.
Isn't there anything we can do?
I've been thinking. There must be some kind of ventilation shaft, otherwise we wouldn't be able to breathe. The question is, where is it? Start hunting, Jimmy. See if you can feel anything like a shaft of air, a point where it's slightly cooler than anywhere else.
There was somewhere. I remember thinking at the time it was a bit chilly. Somewhere over here, I think. Yes, I can feel it.
Hmm. Right. Now, the thing is, where's it coming from? We've got to find the source.
Somewhere up there, maybe?
I think you're right, lad. Here, if I lift you onto my shoulders, see if you can find it, will you?
I can still feel it, but I...
Are you all right up there?
Yes, sir.
There's got to be an opening. There's got to be.
Captain, I think I've found it.
Good lad.
When I ran my hands over the surface of this glass stuff, whatever it is, one of my hands suddenly went through it.
See if you can feel out how big it is. It's big enough for you to climb through.
I think I might just be able to, Captain. I've found it. We can escape.
Climb through quickly, lad. Don't stop till you reach the surface. If it's a ventilation shaft, it should go all the way up there.
Aren't you coming with me, sir?
There isn't time. I'll try to saw them here. Just get to the ship. Radio Earth. Warn them the Urkrons are planning an invasion. And then put the ship on automatic and get away from here as fast as you can.
Well, what about you? I can't leave you here.
Don't worry about me, lad. Just get going. Quickly. And good luck. What seemed like hours passed. No sign of the Urkrons or their creatures, the drolls. My mind was racing. How was Jimmy doing? Had he reached the surface yet?
We have concluded the initial stages of our analysis. We now know all about your physical processes. All that is left for us to discover is the electrical impulse pattern caused by your responses to memory stimuli and the detailed analysis of brain tissue and its working process.
You really believe that by doing all this you're going to learn everything there is to know about human beings and our planet?
There is no reason to doubt us. We have conducted these experiments on numerous other subjects from other planets before we invaded.
But not Earth.
It is irrelevant what name the planet is given.
But man's more than tissues and chemical components, much more.
He is an organic form, and as such can be analyzed like all things. We waste time. For this, we use a brain probe.
So, you're planning to dig around inside my head to find out how it works?
Not your head, no.
Captain! Jimmy!
Connect the brain probe.
Not the boy! Use me instead! He's only a boy! Use me instead! Jimmy!
I see. And that's your last memory?
Yes. Yes. May God help me. Until I woke up here in this hospital, I don't know.
But you see, I do, Captain Edwards. Your spaceship crashed onto Salva Beta. We found you lying unconscious at the controls. Your crew had simply been killed due to impact. These hallucinations about alien beings capturing you, they are only your own imaginings. Your mind is trying to erase the memory of your crash and possible feelings of guilt that it may have been your fault. So instead, it has woven this fabric of fantasy concerning your companion's fate. Don't worry, Captain. Now I'll give you something to make you sleep. No more nightmares, I promise you.
Still seems so real, what happened.
I assure you that will pass, given the proper time and correct treatment. The main thing is I found out all I needed to know.
I'm very grateful.
Part of my job. Good afternoon, Captain.
Yes, sir. And thank you.
Case history number 493, doctor's report and summary. I see no need for further analysis of subject.
as in the case of other tests conducted, memory responses conform to pattern of simple, primitive life form. Suggest experiments now complete. Dispense with subject in customary manner as food for drolls and commence invasion of planet Earth immediately. End doctor's report. Case history 4-9.